So the emptiness, as we're talking about living the life that you want, and if you're feeling like, you know, your kids are going to be leaving and you're not sure where that leaves you, your identity, your purpose, and in fact, what are you going to do next? How are you going to fill that void in your life?
Yeah, you've spent so many years close to this child, or sometimes children, you know, people leaving for different purposes, and it really is a natural process to go through. Now, the best advice is to prepare. A lot of times, you know, we think about these feelings, we repress them, we push them away, we bottle them up, but we don't actually confront them and deal with them. But we need to, really. And to prepare for this change for the parents as well as the child, I think would be the best advice. So you reduce the grief leading up to the child leaving, and by managing those emotions, by acknowledging it, by understanding it, knowing that most parents go through a similar feeling, instead of pushing it into a dark, you know, dark, far-off place, thinking that it's not going to affect you. But it will surface when we least expect it if we try and do this. So we need to spend time talking to our children about it, or our child, the child who's leaving. You know, and the reason we talk to them about it is not to get them worried or to burden them with our emotional feelings, but just to involve them in the process and to explain to them, of course you're incredibly proud. You know, you have raised this child that is now ready to fly, and you're proud of them, and you're happy about this new chapter of their life. But at the same time, you need to share your apprehensions and your anxieties with them so that they can almost play a more responsible role in making sure that they keep in touch as often as they can, that they think responsibly when making decisions, to remind them that, you know, all these years I've tried and help you understand the differences between right and wrong. But if ever you're in a dilemma or you're unsure about a particular situation that you're in, you know, we're only a phone call away. Give us a call. Let's talk about it on the phone. And this way, the child and the young adult, I should refer to them, can be really conscientious about this phase and not only think about their own anxieties and worries, but also to think about what mom and dad are going through to help them along.
Okay, so where do we go from there then? So I can get the connection and keeping in touch.
Yes.
and making sure that their child knows that they're there for them. But what about for those that are saying, you know what, I'm not happy. Mm. I don't feel like I'm living my life to the full. How can we guide them? How can we steer them to the next chapter of their life?
You know, when we say my life, Suzanne, it almost sounds just overwhelmingly unapproachable and huge. I really would invite people who are reflecting at where they are at the moment and considering their life to break it down into different parts. So when you say life, what does it mean? Are you talking about your work life? Are you talking about your social bonds and relationships? Is it perhaps your fitness and health? Is it your sleep? You know, when we're not well, or we lack energy, or don't have our concentration levels aren't at a point that they need to be, it really impacts us, and it might make us feel like we're down and heavy and not functioning at our full. When you say I'm not happy about my life, are you also referring to the present? Could it be that perhaps you're caught in moments or situations that happened in the past that you never fully understood what happened in the past, and you've not fully recovered from those? So it's almost as if the link or the connectivity with those negative events are still weighing you down. Could it be that you're not living completely or fully in the present? So you're always worried or anxious about the future. Another possibility is people who lack purpose is that they don't spend enough time thinking about the future. So think about this timeline, if you will. First of all, don't just say life. I'm not happy about life. Break it down to these different parts. What about life are you unhappy about? And put it on a timeline. Is it my past, present? And have I carved out or put some focus and energy about my visions for the future, my dreams? What do I want to do? What do I want to achieve? What am I working towards? Or am I kind of like floating day by day and not really excited about potential achievements for the future or successes that I'm working towards? So let's get specific before we feel like we're drowning in this question of, am I happy?
Mm. Well, to help us and guide us, we will be welcoming Gil Allen just after the news at 11 o'clock. He's here from Los Angeles. He's going to be giving talks and running workshops, helping people to heal and to find their life's purpose and fulfillment. So again, asking, are you living the life that you want? And we're going to be exploring intuition, how to develop our intuition, how to really tap into our inner consciousness and subconsciousness, in fact. And lots of things to think about with regards to our life's journey and if we're going in the direction that we want to.